Good morning. We're getting to Chayon Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yadalad. We're dealing with the Malachos of Dosh and Sechita, and we just finished Siman Yud Beis. We left off. We want to touch on to the controversy about using baby wipes on Shabbos. So let's clarify the issues. So a baby wipe is made from a soft tissue, thicker than a regular tissue, which is impregnated with a cleansing liquid, which one can use to clean off the surface that it's rubbed upon. The most common use is obviously is on the baby. So what would the issues be over here? First of all, we have to know what type of material we have to know that we are extracting liquid from the baby wipe to use it. It's not considered halachal ibud because you want the cleansing agent to come out of the wipe to clean the baby. So we are dealing with the issue of dosh and refarik because you're extracting something which is absorbed in order to use it. Is it considered dosh deraisa? We could potentially have two questions we have to decide. We have to decide practically, is this something which is duly karka or not? So if it's made from paper, which many of them are made from paper, or it's the karka, and it would have a din of dosh deraisa. If it's made from some type of a petroleum-based creation, some type of nylon, something of that sort, it would not have dosh deraisa. We mentioned that materials that only trap the liquid as opposed to absorbing the liquid, there's no dosh deraisa, but the way this is made, it's the fact that it's so soft, etc., it approximates your regular type of material that it does absorb. So we're dealing with dosh deraisa, not dosh derabanan. The basic argument for those which permit baby wipes is because there is liquid on the surface, which is enough and sufficient to cleanse the child. And therefore, any liquid which comes out from the wipe itself, even if it's a secretia that's going to come out, it's definitely going to come out. It's a secretia which is not important to the person. It's a secretia to l'nichole. A secretia to l'nichole is also mirabonon, according to the opinion that we follow. The secretia, it's inevitable, it's going to come out. You're not intending for that purpose, number one, but it's definitely going to happen. But it's going to happen in a way that it's irrelevant to you. It's not important to you. The Sefer HaOrech holds that as mutter. Tosfos disagrees and says that that's usur, but he agrees it's only drabanan. So if this would be true, that the liquid on the surface is sufficient to cleanse the child, that it would be mutter to use. We have this question of it still should be usur drabanan according to Tosfos. Ramosha Zatzal is on record. He permitted a certain types of a towelette, something similar to what a person gets, something gets when they're flying. They give a person a towelette in the morning, a moist towelette. The paper is very hard paper. It does not absorb well, and the liquid is primarily on the outside. Now, Kabir Moshe held that the case it was not a secretion that's going to happen. You can make a second argument in a scenario where the liquid which comes out is not needed at all. So maybe we could look at the liquid which comes out as halach liibud. That would be the matirim. The oisim say that it's incorrect over here. There is not a large amount of liquid on the outside. Most of the liquid is absorbed. And you definitely need the liquid which is inside of the wipe in order to cleanse the child. And therefore you're intentionally squeezing it out. So it's not even a case of dovashen miskaven and psikratia. A person is intentionally squeezing out the liquid to cleanse a child. And it's either going to be deraisa, if it's made from paper, it'll be an issur deraisa to use it. If it's made from nylon, it'll be an issur derabanan to use it. A person, on a practical level, a person wants to use baby wipes for two reasons. One is that they have this liquid which helps cleanse the child. And the second reason why they do that is because it's a sort of a more substantial type of a tissue than a regular tissue, which tends to tear sometimes when a person is using it to clean the child. And this doesn't fall apart. Its integrity remains stronger than the regular tissue. The second reason does not need that it should be wet. So a person can take wipes before Shabbos and put them out to dry. And if they reach the point that they're wet, that they're dry, so then one wants to use them on Shabbos, for example, the person could take some type of a spray bottle and spray a mixture of baby oil and water onto the child after the child has dirtied themselves, and you want to cleanse the child. So you're spraying directly onto the child, and then you can use this now a dry wipe to help wipe off. You're not using it for the liquid. The liquid is already on the child. You're using it for the integrity of the wipe of the tissue. That is 100% mutter. That's not a problem at all. So if a person dries them out slightly and they are still moist, even though it's reached the point where it's not going to be schita d'oraisa, there's a remark in it talks about such an idea. Are we afraid that a person might not dry it out totally, gzeirah d'rabbanan, that you can't rely on it being dried out partially because he might sometimes not dry it enough? There is such an issur. It's based on a discussion actually in Hilchos Yom Kippurim regards to using a damp cloth to cool oneself for the concern of Rechitza on Yom Kippur. But there we make this gzera. So the assumption of the poskim is we make the gzera over here as well. But the person lets it dry totally and just uses it as a strong tissue, that will not be problematic in regards to the issues of Shabbos. And a person could do that in conjunction with spraying the cleansing agent directly onto the child. Have a good day.